My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is the old Belinda back? Listen and enjoy.
Should we get back to my girl?
Yeah.
All right, when we last left my girlfriend Belinda in Ghana, I had revealed I was working for the FBI. I had revealed that there were some issues with her cousin's website. I said, listen, come clean. I said, these people are going to pay me, though, so if you could just help me work together, I can get the money to either come to Ghana or fly you and your daughter to me. But then I didn't hear from her for several days. And then when we last listened, a lot of people were not happy with Belinda, feeling maybe it was not Belinda anymore. Maybe it was somebody else playing the part of my gal.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Seemed like you got passed over to a different writer.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Or perhaps, as Joe, I think, brought up, maybe they had enough of these shenanigans. Maybe I was getting ready to get dumped. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
So nobody was happy with Belinda. I mean, our audience is falling in love with Belinda at times for her sassiness.
I wouldn't go with falling in love.
Well, as much as you can love a scammer. All right, so shall we resume?
Mm. Yeah.
March 30th, 2013. Dateline. I go, hello, sweetheart. She asks me how I'm doing. I go, I'm tired, but okay. I ask her how she is. She goes, she's okay. She just wanted to see how I was doing and also how did work go. Yesterday, I must have had a gig or something. We were getting ready to write. That's right.
Oh, that's right. So that's code for we're about to do the show.
Or maybe not. I don't remember. I go, it was okay, I guess. I go, another night, another near brawl. Apparently, I was during a string of rough shows I was having.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She asked me what happened. I go, a guy was being a jerk to the Comic-Con before me. He was some big biker type. It got ugly, and they almost came to blows.
I was just going to say biker comedy night. I can't believe that.
I go, this type of thing is happening more and more. I might get my gun out of the safety deposit box just to be safe. Now, let's backtrack. We haven't had my gun play in many months.
No, Elvis, I miss you shooting at the TV.
Yes. You know, I did. I clung to my gun.
Yes.
And I was a little sloppy with it. I would shoot my flat screen.
Yeah.
And then because I was
having... And you glance over at the flat screen to see if it's still okay.
Yes.
Hilarious.
And then because I was having such problems with my behavior, I locked it away in the safety deposit box.
Now, let me ask you a question. How do you bring your gun into the bank to put it in the safety deposit box without them thinking you're robbing the place?
Well, it's an open carry bank.
Okay.
In Texas?
Yeah. My bank in Texas, Joe.
Nice. Okay.
Then they funnel it to Malaysia. It works out fine.
Yeah.
I go, this type of thing is happening more and more. I might get my gun out of the safety deposit box just to be safe. What'd you do yesterday? I know you said...
Well, I got my gun out of the safe deposit box.
I said, I know you had a bunch of things to do. She goes, I had to do some general cleaning because Rita, that's her roommate, is not around. Just wanted to keep the room and other places clean. She goes, don't be in a hurry to get the gun. That's why the police are there. Let them do their job. It's funny how a scammer would be so concerned with the police doing their job.
Yeah, really?
I go, you're hired. I hate cleaning.
Oh, my God.
I'll send for you right away. And then I wrote right, W-R-I-T-E.
Really?
I'll send for you right away. Just need you in a bikini and to bring your duster. I go, police are not at these shows, babe. Very often we're on our own protection. This is true, by the way. Mm. Civilization is breaking down. At least in the USA it is. It is. And then it's funny. Cause
this is like your Facebook post today.
And then it's funny. A year plus later, there's another shooting.
Yeah.
That's quite prophetic. I go, at least in the USA it is. I corrected my right away. Good. I go, you do not like that I have a gun, do you? She goes, it's good to have a gun. But when things get messy, you might be tempted to use it, and it might bring you a whole lot of trouble. I go, trouble seems to find me when I least expect it. After all, you walked into my life, and you're my favorite type of trouble. Winky smiling. She goes, I guess, but you've registered the gun and you're allowed to use it. I go, you know a lot about American gun laws. Apparently she
Anthony?
Knows Kumi. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Anthony's been your scammer this whole time.
Yeah, a couple of things that work against him dating her, but we'll move on.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow.
What? I didn't say what? I said
no,
a couple
no,
of things.
No, not going there.
I go, it's registered in the state of New York. However, I would need more licenses for other states. I go, it's tedious. I'm channeling my inner Cumia. Because these are arguments that Anthony and I used to have on the show. I go, what you say is right, but my job is getting more and more dangerous, and my tolerance for jerks and nonsense is getting less. I have developed a temper.
No! Wait a minute. Fake Devin always had a temper.
Men have died. She goes, well, in your line of job, having a temper is not a very ideal thing to have, considering the things you do on stage. Everybody's a critic. She goes, I think you have to work to lose this temper, because it won't be of any help when things get messy. A man doesn't always have to face people head on, but a real man walks away from temptation when faced with that.
And stop being too Jewish.
What?
I'm not Jewish. Oh, well.
No, fake Gavin isn't Jewish.
All right, let's stop right here. Are we back to original Belinda? What do you guys think?
I'm not ready to choose yet.
Not ready to choose? Choose you, Belinda.
How?
But this week, this person...
This is the next day.
All right, the next day.
This week, it's like the next day after you...
Sorry, it's the sequence of events.
No.
So let's go with that the next day. This person you're talking to today seems to know a lot more backstory than the person you spoke to yesterday.
I would think so, yeah.
You getting that feeling?
A little bit.
Lisa says, fake Davin needs Valium. Yes, he does.
You wouldn't like fake Davin on Valium.
Fake Davin has issues. Holy
yes,
smokes.
He does.
Yeah, he's fascinating.
Yeah, he has a whole bag of them.
Quite the catch, aren't I?
Oh, God.
She goes, but when you face the people and you have a gun, you'll be tempted to use it, and it might bring you trouble.
Well.
This is my girl. She's talking reason. I go, that did not answer my question. She goes, I don't think you less of a man. I go, I would never do anything unless I was provoked. I usually do show restraint. You've made me mad at times, but more often than not, I use restraint with my language with you, no matter how hurt or upset I am.
True.
Well, of course. How are you going to shoot her?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.